Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, we are out here live at Tree Time in Lake Barrington. Our broadcast, sponsored by Lou Malnati's, who will also be here more later food. On, by the way.
More food.
More food.
Everybody gains 10 pounds.
Yeah. You wonder how we get these standing room audiences. We feed them.
They roll them out.
That's how we do them. Find a location near you at loumalnati's.com. So people ask me all the time, what is my favorite movie of all time? I have no answer to that question. I don't know how to answer it because there are so many, you know, fantastic movies that I consider among my favorites. Godfather would be one. What was the Cher movie?
Moonstruck.
Moonstruck is definitely one of my favorites. Some Like It Hot, and without a doubt, every year I can't wait to see The Sound of Music when it comes on television. I love it. I've seen it on stage several times, and I cannot wait for the Paramount Theater's production of The Sound of Music, which will kick off officially later on this week. I'm going to see it next Sunday. And I can't wait to review it for you. And I'm so happy to introduce to you Carissa Gonzalez, who plays Maria in the show. How do you solve a problem like Maria?
The hills are alive.
Do you want to do it?
Will you excuse us, Carissa? Sorry.
Only if I can wear the dress.
Please.
Yeah.
Well, it twirls beautifully.
It's just a matter of time. We're really. Until that happens. This has got to be so much fun for you to be in the show. I look forward to it so much as an audience member. I can't imagine what it must be like to sing these songs and to be part of this classic story.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And the audience reactions, because we just started previews on Wednesday, that's really what lights up the show. Because the text of The Sound of Music and the music, the book, it all just works beautifully on its own. But it's the audience reactions that really make everything come alive.
Yeah.
So it's really nice.
Yeah, and to be one of the Marias in the show
has
got to be a thrill. These are just iconic songs.
I know.
Do you? I'm not sure if I was in the show, and clearly I want to be. You can see how much I mentioned.
Come on in.
If I would be intimidated by the movie or other performances, I'm not sure if I would want to see Julie Andrews because it would intimidate me too much into doing my own performance on it.
No, we really do our own take on it. That's the beautiful thing. Amber Mack, our director, has created a really collaborative experience. And we're not trying to, you know, there are definitely hints to the movie and other productions, but we're definitely trying to delve into the text and the characters and bring new meanings and intentions out. So it's really our own thing.
Yeah, and, if the history is any indication, I mean, the Paramount holds nothing back when they put on these productions. Talk to me a little bit about the staging and sets and
all. Oh, goodness. No, I mean, if anyone has been inside the Paramount stage, which you should if you haven't, the theater itself, the ceilings, the walls, there's tapestries all over the walls, the ceiling is gorgeous. But I've been in a few shows now, and every single time, our sets are breathtaking. It's like my favorite day is the day we finally go to see the set after it's been fully built. And I've asked some people, what's your favorite part of the show? And a lot of them have said the scale of the set and the detail, the attention to detail is just so beautiful. It feels like you're there.
Yeah. You know what my favorite is? Raindrops on Roses and Whiskers on Kittens.
I think you're going to start singing this song pretty soon.
Copper kettles and warm woolen mittens.
Those are just a few of your favorite things, aren't they?
These are just a few of my favorite things.
Just a few.
Why don't we let the professional do a little singing here? You're going to do the title song, right?
Yeah, The Sound of Music from The Sound of Music.
Let's have a big hand for Carissa Gonzalez.
Carissa.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow. Isn't that amazing how... Where did that voice come from?
Here?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, but can she say, 5 golden earrings?
Not as well as you.
Yeah. That was absolutely gorgeous.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And at this hour of the morning, on top of it,
oh yeah,
we really appreciate you being here. Sound of Music at the Paramount will start this coming weekend and is going all the way through January the 15th. So you've got get your families out there. Go see this show. If you haven't treated yourself to a Paramount show, you are in. They've won every award possible at the Paramount for the shows that they stage. I cannot wait to see this one. Carissa, thank you so much
thank
for coming
out. Thank you so much for having me.
Really appreciate it. How about that?
Beautiful.
We'll be right back with the news after this. Well, we are out here live at Tree Time in Lake Barrington. Our broadcast, sponsored by Lou Malnati's, who will also be here
more
later
food.
On, by the way.
More food.
More food.
Everybody gains 10 pounds.
Yeah. You wonder how we get these standing room audiences. We feed them.
They roll them out.
That's how we do
them.
Find a location near you at loumalnatis.com. So people ask me all the time, what is my favorite movie of all time? I have no answer to that question. I don't know how to answer it because there are so many, you know, fantastic movies that I consider among my favorites. Godfather would be one. What was the Cher movie?
Moonstruck.
Moonstruck. Moonstruck is definitely
of
one of my favorites. Some Like It Hot, and without a doubt, every year I can't wait to see The Sound of Music when it comes on television. I love it. I've seen it on stage several times, and I cannot wait for the Paramount Theater's production of The Sound of Music, which will kick off officially later on this week. I'm going to see it next Sunday. And I can't wait to review it for you. And I'm so happy to introduce to you Carissa Gonzalez, who plays Maria in the show. How do you solve a problem like Maria?
The hills are alive.
Do you want to do it?
Will you excuse us? Will you excuse us, Carissa? Sorry.
Only if I can wear the dress.
Please.
Yeah.
Well, it twirls beauty.
It's just a matter of time. We're really. Till that happens. This has got to be so much fun for you to be in the show. I look forward to it so much as an audience member.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine what it must be like to sing these songs and to be part of this classic story.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And the audience reactions, because we just started previews on Wednesday, that's really what lights up the show. Because the text of The Sound of Music and the music, the book, it all just works beautifully on its own. But it's the audience reactions that really make everything come alive.
Yeah.
So it's really nice.
Yeah, and to be one of the Marias in the show
has
got to be a thrill. I mean, these are just iconic songs.
I know.
Do you? I'm not sure if I was in the show, and clearly I want to be. You can see how much I mentioned.
Come on in.
If I would be intimidated by the movie or other performances, I'm not sure if I would want to see Julie Andrews because it would intimidate me too much into doing my own performance on it.
No, we really do our own take on it. That's the beautiful thing. Amber Mack, our director, has created a really collaborative experience. And we're not trying to, you know, there are definitely hints to the movie and other productions, but we're definitely trying to delve into the text and the characters and bring new meanings and intentions out. So it's really our own thing.
Yeah, and, if the history is any indication, I mean, the Paramount holds nothing back when they put on these productions. Talk to me a little bit of just about the staging and sets and
all. Oh, goodness. No, I mean, if anyone has been inside the Paramount stage, which you should if you haven't, the theater itself, the ceilings, the walls, there's tapestries all over the walls, the ceiling is gorgeous. But I've been in a few shows now, and every single time our sets are breathtaking. It's like my favorite day is the day we finally go to see the set after it's been fully built. And I've asked some people, what's your favorite part of the show? And a lot of them have said the scale of the set and the detail, the attention to detail is just so beautiful. It feels like you're there.
Yeah. You know what my favorite is? Raindrops on Roses and Whiskers on Kittens.
I think you're going to start singing this song pretty soon.
Kettles and warm woolen mittens.
Those are just a few of your favorite things, aren't they?
These are just a few of my favorite things.
Just a few.
Why don't we let the professional do a little singing here? You're going to do the title song,
right? Yeah, The Sound of Music from The Sound of Music.
Let's have a big hand for Carissa Gonzalez.
Carissa.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow. Isn't that amazing how... Where did that voice come from?
Here?
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Yeah, but can she say, five golden earrings?
Not as well as you.
Yeah. That was absolutely gorgeous.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And at this hour of the morning on top of it,
oh yeah,
we really appreciate you being here. Sound of Music at the Paramount will start this coming weekend and is going all the way through January the 15th. So you've got your get your families out there. Go see this show. If you haven't treated yourself to a Paramount show, you are in. They've won every award possible at the Paramount for the shows that they stage. I cannot wait to see this one. Carissa, thank you so much
thank
for coming out.
Thank you so much for having me.
Really appreciate it. How about that?
Beautiful.
We'll be right back with the news after this.